Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Although we'd like to tell you that there's a plentiful supply of fresh and tender Kroger Tender Ray beef, we're sorry, but we can't. But say, there is an abundance of another exclusive Kroger feature that also will give you the top-notch dinners you want. That's Kroger's Selected Seafoods. Every morsel is firm-fleshed, tender, delicious. Just the kind of fish your family will love. There's fish for baking, for frying, for broiling, and fish for chowder. It's the finest selection and the very best flavored seafood and fish in town. That's because Kroger Seafoods are rushed to your Kroger store with all of that wonderful fresh-caught flavor. Rushed to you through Kroger's own special rush delivery system. And after delivery is made, those wonderfully flavored seafoods are protected until the moment you buy through precision refrigeration. But stop in at your neighborhood Kroger store and see that fine variety of seafoods for yourself. And when you do, just keep in mind that your satisfaction is guaranteed. Yes, Kroger selected seafoods are guaranteed to satisfy and priced for real thrift. Plan right now to make that visit soon to your Kroger store, the only place where you can buy Kroger selected seafoods. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Freddie Lang is missing. He can't be found anywhere in Rossville. The last seen of him was when he warned Johnny Keith not to send the police after Penny Gibbs, supposedly held prisoner by Bill Carver, the gangster, and Jerry Manson, Penny's vicious enemy. Now, in an automobile speeding out into the country, Bill Carver says,
"How many times did you hit her, Jerry?"
"Oh, not many times, Bill. Besides, Penny herself said she could take it."
"Yeah, but she looks awful weak."
"So what if she is? We'll throw some water in her face before we get ready to give her the final touch. The place is by a lake, isn't it?"
"Yeah, the far end of the lake. I cased the place, and nobody ever comes up that way."
"Good. And she'll be missing for months before they find her."
"Well, with winter coming, it may not be till next spring."
"Then we'll be safe until next spring, won't we, Bill?"
"We'll be safe forever, Jerry, if this works right.
Oh.
So far, nobody can even prove we even..." "Hey, she's waking up."
"Good. I want to have a little talk with her before we get there."
"Better be quick, because we're almost there. Imagine the crust of that dame. We take her out to the country to kill her, and she goes to sleep."
"She didn't fall asleep because she was tired, Bill. I put her to sleep."
"You did? What for?"
"Just for the fun of it. Took a lot of slaps to do it, too."
"Oh, are we there?"
"Hey, she's talking."
"Are we there?"
"Not yet. Not yet. There's still a little way to go. We want to make sure everything is nice and private."
"A little way is right. Here's where we pull off the road."
"So soon?"
"Where'd you want to do this? Outside the country? We're 30 miles outside of Rossville now."
"Where are we? The lake?"
"The upper end of the lake, sweetheart. Where they won't find you for 100 years.
Oh.
Well, here's as far as we go by car. Guess we're off the road enough so nobody will spot us."
"Make sure, Bill."
"I make sure of everything. This place is okay. There we are."
Is this way you do it?"
"Now, we got a little walking to do first. The place I picked out is near the water, about 200 or 300 yards back in the woods. Come on, let's get out of the car."
"Right."
"I'll get Miss Gibbs out of the back, Jerry. You stay right where you are."
"All right."
"Come on, sweetheart. We're going for a nice little walk among the wonders of nature."
I can't get up by myself."
"Oh, yeah, sorry. Here, I'll help you."
"All right, thank you."
"That wasn't nothing to be thanked for, sweetheart. This is the bad part of the deal."
"I know that."
"Can you walk okay?"
"Yes, I can."
"Good. I don't want to have to carry you."
"Come on, Bill, we're wasting time."
"Okay, Jerry, we're ready."
"Now what, Mr. Carver?"
"Now you just walk up through that grove of pine trees there till we tell you to stop. And don't try to run, because we're right behind you."
"Don't worry, Bill. I won't run."
"Good. So start walking."
"All right."
"This is the wrong time of year to walk through woods, Bill. The dry leaves on the ground make too much noise.
Yeah, there ain't nobody within miles of here, Jerry. No house, no camps, no nothing. Miss Gibbs can yell her head off if she wants to, and nobody will hear her.
Did you hear that, Penny dear?
Yes, I heard it.
Well, then why don't you scream for help? It'll be just a few minutes now, and then it will be all over.
I know there's no use in yelling, Jerry. Besides, it'll give you too much pleasure. How much further do we walk?
How much further, Bill?
Till we get to the edge of the lake.
Oh, then that's the place.
That's the place.
Look, Mr. Carver.
Yeah, Miss Gibbs?
Do you have to go through with it?
We went all through that, sweetheart, and I'm going through with it.
Isn't there anything I can say to change your mind?
Well, you might try a few things, darling.
I'm not talking to you, Jerry. Bill, I'd like to talk to you. Please don't do it.
Look, you played a dirty trick on me, not once, but twice. You made a rover boy out of Freddie Lang. You fixed him to be such a good boy, he sent me to the hospital.
I know, but that's no reason to do this.
No, well, I think it is. But that ain't all I got against you now. You told me you thought I was a pretty swell guy. You even made a little love to me. Why? Because you thought I was an okay guy? No, because you was trying to bust up Jerry and me so we'd fight. Maybe you could get away. Well, sister, I'm doing this for that.
Bill, you still haven't done it. I'll promise anything. I'll promise anything, Bill. Just don't do it, please.
Keep your yap shut if that's all you got to say.
You're not doing so well, are you, Penny?
No, she's not doing so bad, Jerry.
And what does that mean?
Look, maybe we made the dame suffer enough, huh?
She can't suffer enough to suit me.
You mean you let me go, Bill?
I don't know. I'm doing some fast thinking.
No, Bill, you are not. You are not doing any thinking at all. You promised that you would do this, and now you're going to do it.
But look, Jerry, the gal's just about dead as it is. That beating you gave her in the car when I was off looking for grub was enough punishment for her.
I want you to do what you promised
me. Bill, please, listen. Bill, I'll tell the police I was away. Out of town. Anything you say, Bill. I promise I won't mention you or Jerry.
Now you see, Jerry, she's making a pretty good deal. Let's not do this, huh?
I say let's stop this nonsense. There's the lake, isn't it? Sure it is. I can see the moonlight on it through the trees. All right, now we haven't much farther to go.
No, I think this is as far as we go. Hold it, Miss Gibbs.
Oh.
Bill. Bill, you can't quit now.
Why not?
Because you can't.
Hey, look. You and me can get along okay, no matter what happens to this dame.
Oh, no, we can't. If you don't do what you promised, you and I are through. And in more ways than one.
Ah, now, Jerry.
Look, and listen to what I have to say. She says that she's not going to the police. Yes, that's what she says now. But she'll feel a little differently after we've let her go. Because right now, she thinks she's going to be killed. Wouldn't you promise anything just to keep alive?
Yeah, sure I would, but I think Miss Gibbs is on the level of...
Look, I know her a lot better than you do. Don't you realize that she's the good-looking kind who is just as tricky as she is good-looking? Now, you know the kind I mean, Bill. Isn't it always the pretty ones who double-cross you?
Yeah, that's right. Was the good-looking ones.
Well, this is no exception.
No, that's not true, Bill. I meant what I said. I won't go to the police when they come to me. I'll tell them anything you say I should tell them.
But... what kind of guarantee do I have of that, sweetheart?
That's right, Bill. You don't have any guarantee at all. Now, you said yourself that once we kidnapped her, we would never be able to back out of our plans.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Jerry. No use backing out now. It's too late. You'd be taking too much of a chance letting her go.
Bill, listen to me, please.
Cut the talking, sweetheart, and start walking again.
Bill, please, I won't.
Turn around and start walking.
Go ahead, Penny. You heard what he said.
All right. How much further?
Just up there to the edge of the lake.
And then just stop and close your eyes. Or are you going to make her turn around and look at us, Bill?
I don't shoot nobody in the back, Jerry. Not even somebody like this.
Good. That's good. I want to watch her face when she looks at us. And will you make it a long time, Bill?
Yeah, sure, Jerry. Don't worry. You can talk to her for a minute before I finish her. Okay, we're here. This is the place. Stop where you are, sweetheart.
All right.
This is the moment that I have been waiting for.
Hey, be quiet a minute, Jerry. I want to listen.
Why?
What are you breathing so hard for, Jerry? You think you was the one who going to get it. Not the Gibbs dame.
I don't know why I'm breathing so hard. The walk, maybe. Now make her turn around and look at it.
All right, sweetheart. Turn around, you. You heard me. Turn around.
All right. All right, I turned around.
She's afraid, Bill. You said she'd be afraid, and she is.
Shut up.
No, please. Bill, if you're going to do it, please don't make it hurt.
Shut up, you. Quiet, both of you.
What's the matter with you?
Shh. Thought I heard something. Quiet.
Oh, there's nothing.
I guess not. Thought I heard somebody walking through the leaves.
I didn't hear anything.
I guess it was just my nerves. Hey, look, take the gun a minute, Jerry.
What for?
Hold it on the dame while I untie her hands.
Why are you going to untie her hands?
I don't want to untie her after we get through with her. That's why. Just stand where you are, sweetheart.
All right.
And don't try to run away. Because I have the gun now.
You have two guns, don't you, Jerry? Yours and Bill's.
No, I left mine in the car. This part of things I'm leaving entirely to Bill.
There. You're untied, Angel Face.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for something, anyhow.
Don't you thank that guy for nothing, Gypsy.
Freddy!
Where'd you come from?
I've been around all the time, Bill. I came out here in the trunk of your car.
Bill, he doesn't have a gun. Now do something, quick.
Well, I...
No, I don't have a gun, lady, but you do and
hey,
I want it.
Help, Bill!
Look out! Sorry, but I don't like dames with guns in their hands, see? And the best place for guns is in that lake.
Freddy!
Not yet, Gypsy. Well, there goes your gun, Phil. I guess now you and me is kind of even.
Even, kid? I never knew the time I couldn't break your Weasley neck with one blow.
Well, maybe this is the time that you ain't knowed about, huh?
What about this?
Well, now I got something to fight for, Phil. How's that?
Oh, Freddy. Freddy, don't let him hit you. Please, Freddy, don't let him hit you.
What do you mean, don't let him hit you? Penny, darling, this will be over in 1 minute.
Will Freddy be able to overpower Bill Carver? And if he doesn't, then what? Will Freddy have accomplished nothing but prolonged agony for Penny? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. You know, it's quite true that at present there's little chance of getting famous Kroger tender-ray beef. But here's something else that's true. You have a wonderful chance to serve your family a dinner they'll rave about. For right now, your Kroger store has an abundance of this exclusive Kroger feature. Kroger Selected Seafood. Talk about delicious ocean fresh flavor. Why, it's there in every tempting morsel of Kroger Selected Seafood. Rush delivered to your Kroger store, it's firm-fleshed, delicious, and priced for real thrift. What's more, you have a wide variety of seafood to choose from at your Kroger store.